Tom's letters home to his mother give us an incredible insight into how this soldier is feeling about leaving Australia, leaving his family, heading off to war. He epitomises how we think about our Anzacs.
So have you got one of the letters there that you can share with us?
Yes, John. There's two parts I'd like to share with you. One section I will read is from a letter from Tom to his mother. He's just arrived at Broadmeadows training camp in Victoria. It's his second letter home. He's obviously received one from his mother, who is pleading with him to get out of it, to come home, to come back. He says, "There is no use me trying to get out of it, as you suggested, as I'm sworn in. And if I tried to wriggle out, they would deal with me as a deserter and I could get 2 years. So goodbye now, dear mother, for the present, and don't let it worry you. Think that there are hundreds of other mothers just in the same position as you. I will write again to let you know whether I can come up or not. With love to you all, from Tom."
It's a very poignant and heartfelt piece, isn't it, to have to write that to
your mum? It certainly is, and it sends shivers up your spine, really, when you're reading these personal accounts. Mm. It humanises the whole history of our ancestors.
He wrote again from the Shropshire in as it was coming into King George Sound.
Yes, that's correct. He leaves Melbourne on the 20th of October. 5 days later, he's writing to his mother. He says, "Just a few lines to let you know where I am. We have just reached Albany in Western Australia. This is the place where all the troop ships and warboats mobilise. We will be here for a couple of days. We left Melbourne on Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. I never got a bit seasick, though a few did. We seen 4 large whales yesterday morning. We get very good food, porridge, soups, and plenty of vegetables and tons of the best white woolen blankets. We sleep in hammocks all swung from one of the decks. There are about 320 men sleeping in the part of the ship I am in, so you can imagine the noise there is of a night time when they are all singing and playing instruments. This is a very big boat. There are over 1,300 soldiers, 250 sailors, and 480 horses on board. I'm sending you a postcard of the boat. It will be Christmas before we reach England. I'm in very good health at present, and hope you're all the same. I have not got any news now. I only wrote just to let you see I had not forgot you. The next port we will reach will be Colombo, and I hope to be able to write you a longer letter then. I'm giving you my address in England below, and I would like you to write frequently, as I would like to know how you are all getting on. So I will say goodbye now for the present, and with the best of wishes to you all from your loving son, Tom. P.S. We can't get any stamps, so have to post without any."
And that's from Tom McGee, who was aboard the Shropshire. Sue Smith, thank you for sharing that with us this morning, and we look forward to speaking to you in subsequent weeks about more of the stories of those aboard those 36 ships that sailed from King George Sound towards Egypt, and then the Dardanelles and history.
Thanks for your time.